Hello and welcome to The Human Now, where we're discussing ideas around what it means to be in this state of time and most importantly, making positivity louder. No matter where you are around the world, welcome. No matter what you're feeling or what mood you're in, we hope this podcast helps lift your mood and your vibration today. I'm Cash.
And I'm Perry.
And this is The Human Now.
Woo!
We're back, baby!
We're back. And I've got my bracelet on today.
Nice.
I didn't forget.
Yes.
I just want to play a song for you. New addition to the Morning Montage soundtrack. I love this song. Bill Withers.
Just cruising into 2024.
Yeah. Love it.
Just has a feel of ease.
Yeah.
Some grace, the sun.
This new addition, add to the playlist.
I feel like it's one of those songs where you just like have your hand out
at the window. Yeah. One of those ones. Driving to the beach.
Yeah. I thought we would have started with this.
Oh no. Okay, hit me. Why is that? We're being back, bro. We're being back.
Oh man, this one, first one back for 2024.
Oh yes, yes.
Happy New Year. Harry, we're in the future, man.
Sorry, apologies. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
I forgot it's 2024. Apologies.
It's good. We're back and back with new energy. Ready to take on 2024.
Kill it.
And I guess that's what we're doing, is setting the scene for the year to come and the year to be. The year that we want to happen. So we should probably start with a morale check and see where the vibes are at.
I think I'm sitting at an all-time high for the start of a podcast.
Yeah.
At an 8.
Man, this guy's got his party shirt on.
Let's go, man. I'm attracting the sun with the shirt. So
yeah, man. Definitely. Yeah, I'm sitting at an 8 as well.
Nice.
Just coming off celebrating Christmas, being around the family.
Yep.
It's just been a really, really good time, you know, being around everyone, just the energy again. Mm-hmm. So yeah, definitely sitting at a all-time high of 8, man. Nice. I can only imagine where we're going to be at the end.
For sure. Let's get into it.
Also, I just wanted a reminder about the Morning Montage playlist that we've got as well. So, you know, to like we've just done on the start of the episode, we want to anchor in and get into some good energy, some good vibrations. We've got a playlist on Spotify where you could amp yourself up, anchor yourself into some positive vibrations. So
sure.
Go check that out. It's definitely on all on our social platforms.
Linked in the
show description.
Show description.
Yeah, of course.
Sweet.
Cool. All right, man. You want to get into some gratitude.
I'm grateful for two things today.
Yeah.
Gratitude for a sleep score of 83, which is high for me on my Aura ring. Sponsor us. And I'm grateful for cha because, man, this is the nectar of life sometimes.
Chai tea.
Tea. That's it. Keep it simple.
Hits a spot, eh?
It does.
Nice. For me, gratitude, definitely very grateful for my family, being around family, and I guess they're the people that you know when you've kind of got a question and you need some answers, they're the ones to help give some perspective. Well, for me, they were, and they are, so it's just nice to be around them.
Yeah, get you some kids, they'll give you some real perspective.
Oh man, yeah. And then I'm also grateful for opportunities. Now I can't share much at the moment. There's a few things that are in the works. I'll tell you about it after. But this just came in yesterday and it was basically like, it's pretty big.
Yeah.
It's very short turnaround, very short time.
Yeah.
But just grateful that like opportunities are always out there for us.
Yeah.
And it's up to us whether or not we see them and take them.
Grab them with both hands.
So
exciting.
Very, very grateful. And yeah, I'll share it with you and then we'll share it with everyone once things are confirmed and in place.
Yep.
It's just, we got to make sure things line up first.
Amazing.
Cool, man. Cool. So moving into 2024, end of last year, we were kind of talking about what we've been sitting on. And So I had to kind of retrace back into the back catalog of what we talked about.
Yeah.
And just on that, when I was looking back, man, we have, in a space of 9 episodes, the energy is whoop,
nice.
You know, it's just nice to see and nice to be around. So yeah, what you're sitting on is kind of the segment where we want to discuss what is it that we're actually sitting on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're always talking about, but I can't do this. Mm-hmm. We're sitting on our butts technically,
yep.
Literally sitting on our seat, not moving, not going forward, and then always coming up with excuses where the follow-on is, but I don't have enough time, but I don't have enough money, but I don't have enough resources. Once you remove those limitations, anything's possible.
Correct.
So I said for me, what I was sitting on was getting to episode 10.
Yes.
And this being number 9, we're one away from getting there. So I think actually it hasn't just been about getting to episode 10, but it's been about actually expressing my nature and letting that come out, being genuine and learning how to communicate the authenticity.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think for the people who are listening, like it should be like I'm their friend.
Yeah.
You know, and that if you were to meet me in person, this is exactly who you're going to get when and if we were to ever meet.
Yeah, boy.
And then also just understanding the mechanics and the flow of the show.
Mm-hmm.
You know, each episode just gradually getting better and better, looking at how we can improve it. So in terms of where I'm kind of sitting at with my initial what I was sitting on, I think we're going places.
Yeah.
It's good. It feels good.
Yep.
And then also thinking about the challenges you set me.
Mm.
Waiting
for my dinner invite.
Mate, there's plans. There's plans in the work. I can tell you as much as it's going to be yellow themed.
Yep.
It'll be a yellow themed dinner. So I've been thinking about what type of yellow foods to make.
Yep.
I think it'd be nice. Everyone comes dressed in yellow.
Yellow, yep.
And like the whole theme is around positivity as well.
For sure.
I think that'd be cool. So it's definitely in the works. I don't know if it's going to happen in this holiday time with things that are happening, but you know, we've got public holidays that are coming up. Just, it's definitely going to be in the early in the year.
Yep.
So yeah, we're definitely thinking invites. We're definitely thinking what's happening.
Nice. What do you mean we? This is a you effort, bro.
I've got a sounding board that I reflect.
A sounding board is fine. I don't want to hear you getting help.
No. Okay. No, this is, I'm just throwing ideas out there and then I'm getting feedback on whether or not it's, you know.
Sweet.
Because I want to make it an experience, you know. And then also stand-up comedy as well. I've been thinking about it. I've been thinking about how I would do like my 5 minutes worth, thinking about different things I can talk about, thinking about. So we went and watched Joey Damon and I was looking at how he was doing his set. Mm-hmm. I watched the Chris Rock and Kevin Hart.
Very cool, isn't it?
Doco.
Yeah.
As well. And just to hear kind of how they've been raised.
Yep.
Also the difference in their style.
Their style and even their preparation as well.
Yeah. Did you see how Chris Rock had his board?
Yep.
And he's just that would just trigger him. So yeah, I've been thinking about that. So it's all in the works. It's happening. It's just, I've got to time things now.
Yep.
And then there was one more thing. Oh, the e-commerce. It's happening. But I think, we'll probably talk about it. And I think that's more of a plan for later in the year. Because mm-hmm. then I was also thinking we've also said we want to do a live show, man.
Yes, we have.
So at some point we got to
start working on that.
It's going to be a big year for us, man.
Oh gosh. I think it's pretty cool. I think it's cool that we've talked about all of those things and we've put it out to the public.
Yeah.
And we'll touch on that a little bit later on and what we get into.
Sorry, I just pressed the buttons and come back on. Yeah. All right.
What we get into a little bit later on is a callback to us putting it out there in the public eye. So
yeah.
Cool. Okay, so for me, the challenge you set for me was to become me, who I am. And so I guess what I'm working on is all encapsulating. I said I want to start the coaching thing.
Yep.
So the website will be live in a few weeks.
Cool.
I don't have a date for you. But yep. I'm working on it and should be ready to go in a few weeks.
We're looking at end of Jan, beginning Feb?
Probably beginning Feb.
Nice.
And then also I said I wanted to start putting out content. Mm-hmm. So I'm working on that as well. So I've got a few scripts ready.
Cool.
So I will get those out sort of around the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And then I thought it's only fair that I reach out to our community
mm-hmm.
and some of the people that I know.
Yep.
So I'm about to create a Google form.
Yep.
Which I want, if we can, put into the show description. We'll link it in the show description.
Yeah.
Maybe not. I'll try and get it out for this one or for the next one.
Yep.
Either way, we'll get it out there.
Yep.
And that's for limited spots for pro bono clients.
Sweet.
So I want to take on some clients free of charge.
Yep.
And work with him. And so if anyone out there is coming into the new year, looking to achieve some goals,
mm-hmm.
make a change,
yep.
Whatever it is, then go and fill that out. And
are we bound by location?
No.
Cool.
You can do it online as well.
Yeah. International baby.
Yeah, boy. So yeah. So that's sort of
yeah.
covers off what I've been working on.
Mm-hmm. I went back and I listened to what you initially said. And then you'd also said that you're kind of just sitting on the BS from your past. How are you going with that?
So I think, I don't know if it was in that episode or episode yep. after that, we talked about the law of diminishing intent,
yep.
Which I also later on want to call back to.
Yeah.
And to me that, I think I always knew about that.
Yeah.
Or I had learned about it for a few years and I would practice it from time to time where it was convenient. But I've really started to live that.
Mm-hmm.
And we've had like now a couple of people who have written into the show stating the law of diminishing intent.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize, I realize now how important that is and how much of an impact it can have.
Yep.
So I've been living by the law of diminishing intent. And so I've sort of started to push that BS
nice.
To the side and just now, do it now, do it now.
Perfect.
Do it now.
There you go, man.
Yeah. So it's been good.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's my update.
It's good, man. Like, so when I was looking back, you even your voice was getting choked up just talking about it, you know? And then your body, your posture, your whole demeanor, everything was just changing.
Changed, yeah.
And like, look at this, man.
Yeah, boy.
We're growing.
Let's do it. I'm a big boy now.
All right, man. Tell us how we're going to win
cool.
2024.
So, yeah, so now that we're in 2024,
yeah.
we decided that we'll talk about how to realistically win.
Yeah.
Win the year. So yeah, I guess let's get into it. So the first step I wrote down is to make a public declaration, right? Mm. And so that's what we've done with this challenges that we've set, with the coaching thing that I set for myself, with yep. the live event that we said we were going to do. For this dance.
Oh, yo.
Man.
Our boy, ATN Weekly, all the way from Kerala in India, has even got behind it, man. This is the creator that we're talking about of this beautiful art form video.
So, wants yeah. So even things like that, you know, just public, make a public declaration. There's no way I can back out, right?
Mm.
If we hit 1,000,
yeah.
1,000.
Come on, guys, we're halfway.
If we hit 1,000 followers on Instagram by the end of Jan, I'm doing it. Like, I have to.
Yep.
So things like that. Like, so making a public declaration. Even last episode, I said I'm going to do the 10K run.
Yeah.
I'm doing the 10K run.
Sweet.
So yeah, so it involves making, stating your intentions and your goals.
Yep.
Publicly.
Yeah.
Creates a sense of commitment and accountability. So everyone knows what you're striving towards.
Yeah.
You know, so like even... For example, like Vish out there watching me in the last episode saying 10K, I'm going to doing a 10K run. He could reach out and say, how can I help?
Yeah.
And here's a plan. And so I think it helps you to connect with people as well.
Yeah.
Anyone out there who is willing to help come along the journey, be of any sort of assistance can see what you're doing.
Yeah.
and help out.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's why it's important to announce your goals to the world.
And even people just sharing our video on Instagram so that we get more people following to
that
help.
One I'm okay with. Bingo.
And so that's definitely seeing the community, even with the podcast and what we're doing, you know, people seeing value in what we're doing and supporting us, you know, people asking us about this dinner that we're doing, about this comedy sketch, asking you about your video, and even just to who you are and who you're becoming.
Yep.
You know, so much so that you're even discussing it at a Christmas party and people wanting to come on. So,
So make a public declaration of your goal. I mean, I guess the first part of that is to obviously write down and work out what you really want. But I'm assuming that the people listening to the podcast have already gone through that step and have done a life audit for the past year and know what they want to achieve for the upcoming year.
And if not, then
do that first.
Do that. And if you need help, Parry's here to help.
For sure.
Cool.
Anything you want to add to that?
No, I think the getting accountable helps. And even with like our boys group as well.
Yeah.
You know, at the end of last year, we kind of sat down and now I think also what helps is, and when you have this group of people that you've just shared who you want to be and what you want to do and what you want to achieve, just breaks down the walls.
Yep.
Because then you're also sharing what matters to you.
Yeah.
You know, that vulnerability is coming out that this is what matters. This is where I want to go. This is who I want to be.
Correct.
And you don't know. Someone might know someone who can actually help you to get there.
Correct. Yeah. Which leads into the second one, which is get accountable.
Yeah.
Or build a community, which is what we're doing here. So first thing you do is you tell your friends, you share on social media, all of that sort of stuff. And then that's when the community comes in. And that's, like you said, the boys group, just between us. Mm. You've got someone there who's got your back.
Yep.
Supporting you, pushing you along, and holding you accountable. I think people underestimate the importance of community.
Mm.
The saying is, you know, alone I can go fast, but together we can go far, or something like that, you know? So build a community, get people around you, people who will hold you accountable, pick you up when you're down. And sometimes kick you when you're down.
Yep.
Because sometimes you need that.
Yep.
And tell you to get up. So your friends, your family, you can join groups online. There's lots of forums.
Yep.
There's so many like Insta pages of people who are trying to achieve the same things. And there's groups and stuff, all of that out there. If you can go out. LinkedIn as well is so crucial to that.
I was just going to say even Facebook. Community groups.
Yes,
there's so many groups out there. You just type in like the amount that come up for running now.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
But yeah.
So yeah. So just get around people who are like minded, similar goals as well.
I was gonna say even with us and the work that we're trying to do for Camp Quality with the running that we're doing, it's just finding people that have a common goal, common purpose. And, you know, bringing them together. And now all of a sudden we have a team of like 12 or 15 people who are running for Camp Quality.
Yeah.
And then we've already started now to like, we've broken the load down by 15 times just because we've got 15 people who love
working
running
together. Yeah.
You know? So even if, getting accountable and building that community, you halve your load exponentially by the amount of people that you have.
Mm. Alone you go fast, together you go further.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Nice. Step number three. Do you want to get into this one?
Yeah. Break it down day by day. And I think you have to, man, if you think about, like for us, if we thought about running 5 half marathons and we're thinking about, okay, how am I going to get to number 5? Like you can't even get to number 5 if you haven't even got out of your bed to run today.
Yeah.
You got to just start with today. What am I going to do today? Like, what do I need to get done to help me get to race number 5?
Yeah.
And then it becomes tangible. Like if you've got something that you can measure, something that's within reach and that isn't so blasé or stupid, you know, almost ridiculous. Like even for yourself, going for a 10K run, you know, like if you haven't run 10Ks and you just do it, like, but you haven't gone through the proper training, you haven't read, you haven't even started on day zero.
Yeah.
Like how are you going to get there?
Yeah.
It's some insanity. No, I'm not saying you can't do it. I'm just saying that there's going to be consequences of you for doing that. So just to think about the consequences and so yeah, breaking it down day by day just makes the goal tangible.
Yep.
Easy to grasp.
Yep.
You don't become scared of it.
Makes it manageable.
Because
yeah.
the first thing for you on day one could just be getting in your gear.
Correct.
No one's saying go for a run. Go for a walk.
Yep.
And then gradually you build up.
Yep.
You start with 1K, then you build to 2, yep. 3, 4, 5. You don't just go straight to...
Not climbing Everest in a day.
Yeah. Just get to base camp.
Yep. For sure. Like you said, I think it prevents overwhelm.
Mm.
It can be scary.
Yeah.
Looking at your goals and especially at the start of the year, you know, you're like, I've got a whole year ahead of me.
Yep.
And it also, I think, just thinking out loud, like I think it prevents procrastination as well.
Mm.
Cause you can say, oh yeah, this seems doable. I could run it. If I hadn't set a goal for April,
yep.
for the 10K, right? I could run it in December if I wanted to.
Yeah.
And if I wanted to run in December, then technically I don't need to start training. I could convince myself that I don't need to start training until November.
Yep.
You know?
Definitely.
Whereas if you've got a goal in place and you've got steps along the way, little goalposts along the way, then you know that you've got to hit those to be able to hit the bigger goal.
And I guess that's the training plan as well, right?
Yeah.
Is that once you've, and that's what we mean by breaking it down Correct. Day by day, is don't eat the whole pie, have a slice a day and what do I need for that, you know? Okay, so today, like for what we've got for our training plan, we've got to run 3 times a week.
Yep.
So, and I think also a part of this, which we should probably add on to, and that also adds to getting accountable, is getting a coach.
Yeah.
So for our running, you know, I've got a coach, Vish.
Yeah.
And he just gave me a training plan and I just stick to it.
Yeah.
And I'm modeling off someone who's
done the research
and is where I want to be.
Correct. Yeah.
In the races, this guy, so last race, this guy started, he was in the queue for the toilet and the race had started. And I don't know, maybe it was about three or four minutes that the race is gone, but the actual time only starts once you go through.
Right.
Cause it's on you've got the GPS thingy on you.
Okay.
So it's not on the official time. It goes off what your time is when you cross. Yeah. That guy started like 4 or 5 minutes behind. There was a bit of a holdup at the beach. So he was maybe walking for another four. So by the time he was into the race, he was 10 minutes behind. He caught up to me and passed me. And I was struggling, man.
Yeah, yeah.
And this guy was just flying through and he already finished the race well before me.
Right.
You know? And so I'm like, well, that's my next step. That's where I want to get to. So if I just model what he's done, then I'll get there.
Exactly. There's no need to reinvent the wheel.
Yeah. And so he's broken it down day by day. He's told me, follow these steps and this is how you get there. And I think you can apply that to any part of life.
Mm-hmm.
You just find someone that's just maybe 2 steps ahead of you, 1 step ahead of where you want to be, and ask them for the steps. They'll break it down.
Mm. Cool.
And also, I just want to add on to that as well. When we say break it day by day, is that there are going to be days where you don't go for your run, or there's going to be days where things get in the way. You might have a family emergency, life happens, and you might not hit that day. But that doesn't mean that you give up or you stop.
Yeah.
You just say, I've failed. Like, that's what day by day means. Is that you've stopped, you haven't hit your steps, that's all good. You'll start again tomorrow and you're back on track.
Cool. I like that. That sounds like me when I'm on a diet.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, you know, you'll have something and then it's like all hell breaks loose and it's like you can either go, oh, screw it, I'm just going to eat all of it, or you can turn around and say, I'll control myself and stop there.
Yeah. And I think you forget how far you've come.
Yeah.
You know, like don't discount the work that you've already put in. You have to have value there. Like if you're focusing on the one day that you stuffed up as opposed to the 10 days of work you've already done.
Yep.
Like that, I think that's how you get off. Like people will start off the year on high and then boom, they wean off it because they're just like, oh, I'm back into this, the normal, the patterns. But again, day by day, and just know you'll get there and that it's okay. You will have days where you stuff up. Again, it comes down to the mental, like the strength.
Yep.
And if you're someone who does have the discipline and you can do it,
yep,
do it.
Yep.
But if you're someone who, you know, sometimes you're going to have those fallbacks, that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Once you've got that accountability group, you've made that public declaration, there'll be people who tell you it's going to be okay, and you just carry on, start again the next day.
Yeah.
So you're going to be fine. Don't give up on the goal or the higher purpose. Correct. I think that's the most important thing.
For sure. Cool. And then that leads us on to our last point, which is review weekly or monthly, or both actually.
Yep.
So I would just say set aside time each week at the end of each week, yep, and just review how you've done. And that could be taking into consideration things that didn't go to plan as well.
Yeah, definitely.
And reviewing how you handled it,
mm-hmm,
and how you can potentially handle it better. Or if you handled it well, then congratulating yourself and celebrating.
Yeah.
It's important to, you know, take time to track how we're progressing. And I've written here, celebrate achievements, adjust the strategies if needed,
mm-hmm,
and reassess priorities,
yeah,
as well. Don't be too rigid and thinking that this is the only way because this is what I've set myself. If things change, if circumstances change, if situations change, if your body changes, whatever it is.
Yep.
It's okay to be flexible, as long as you know that the end goal is where you want to be.
Definitely.
Yeah.
I really like what you said about celebrating the milestones.
We don't do that.
No.
We don't.
Like the fact that if you want to go for runs and you get out and you run and you hit your training, whatever you've been told to do,
yep,
and you do it, celebrate it.
Yeah.
Like, holy moly, you know, like that takes, why are we not celebrating it? We should.
Correct.
And then celebrate every race as well. Celebrate if you celebrate every day. You know, like, you know the guy who, you seen the no fizzy drink guy?
Yes. Yeah.
That guy celebrates every single day. He doesn't have fizzy drink. It's so good. Like, why not? Like, it's that, again, mental strength and rigidity to be like, I'm going to get through this. So, yeah, definitely celebrate. And then, yeah, what we said earlier is that reassessment, coming correct back and
yeah,
looking at it.
Anything you want to add?
No, I think it's just a good set of tools to think about how we can realistically win.
And it's nothing too complicated or too extravagant. We wanted to keep it simple.
Yep. Easy.
And tactile and usable. So just to go over those again. So make a public declaration.
Yep.
And that will allow you to, step number two, get accountability and build a community.
Yep.
So that's, you know, getting the people to support you. And then we said break it down, step number three. So break down each goal on a daily basis, or daily and weekly basis, and even monthly.
Yep.
So you know what goalposts you need to hit along the way. And then step number four is review weekly and monthly, but also maybe even a whole separate point is to celebrate. Celebrate your wins.
Yep.
And learn from your losses, if you want to call them that.
You win or you learn.
That's right.
And so I just want to put it out to the community as well, you know, as if you're thinking about something you want to do for the year, if you want to win, put out the public declaration and you've got your first two champions here to champion you, to celebrate you, to follow along on your journey as well. It doesn't matter where you are around the world. If you've got something you want to work on or a goal, we're here. We're here to help. We're here to support.
For sure.
We're here to help track.
Yes.
Because I guess we're on our own journey as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're here to celebrate.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Cool. Personal goals.
Have you
had time to think about this?
I have. And I've kind of brought it down to two, which I think will kind of help me. There are other goals in terms of work, lifestyle. You know, we've got the podcast. But when I think more about personal goals, I think last year, I didn't really have too much of a handle on my own personal fitness. Like, I was running, but again, I'd just knock off training trainings, if I was working too late and I'd be sleeping, like I need sleep more than exercising, you know?
Yep.
But, and again, it's going into the cycle because I hadn't prepared the night before and I wasn't prepared for the day and then so on and so on. It just repeat, repeat. Yeah, so I think for me, my personal goal would be to prioritize getting better quality sleep, getting into an evening routine. So actually preparing for the day, the next day, not doing it in the morning. And then that way, then I also have a better morning routine. So getting up, exercising, reading, studying, doing all that sort of stuff. And I think what that will do for me is just help me to just be a lot happier, you know? Because on holiday, like when I don't have anywhere to get, I'm prioritizing my training, I'm prioritizing my sleeping. So
makes sense.
Why can't, like, why do I have to limit that to just when I'm on holiday? I think it, what it means is also me just be getting a bit more smarter about the way I work as well, you know, and knowing that an hour of my day for me, like, why am I not giving that time to me? If it's an hour in the morning and half an hour at night just to do these things, like 1.5 hours is more than enough. Like I deserve
you,
that.
Yeah, for sure. It actually make you more efficient and effective as well.
It makes me, it just makes sure that I'm stronger and make sure that I'm healthy and available for people, available for our clients, you know? So that's definitely, I think my personal goal for 2024 is, is doing that.
It's a good one. Cool. Mine's very, very simple. Is that it? Sorry. Was there another one?
No.
So mine's very simple.
Yep.
I've got three things that I know that one's I would call an end goal.
Yep.
But it's not because I know where it can lead to, but it's an end goal in terms of 2024.
Okay.
Okay. So that's the coaching basically, right? Yep. So I know that I want to become a full-time coach.
Sweet. So that's end of 2024.
By end of 2024. So that's, I say it's an end goal because that's sort of, I can measure it.
Yeah.
But the possibilities of where that can lead to in the future, exponential.
It's the end of the start.
Correct.
Yep.
The second one is a live event. I think that's going to be a big game changer.
Yep.
For me personally, but for us as a podcast as well.
Yeah.
So I think that is going to be a huge game changer.
Yeah.
And then running my 10K. I think I've put it here as running my 10K, but it's very similar to what you've said about yourself. It's giving time for yourself, to yourself, to prioritize your health, especially with two young kids.
Yeah.
Like we're just running around after them and it's always putting them at the forefront of everything. And by the time you've sorted them out, it's just like, screw this, I'm going to bed or I'm going to put on Netflix and be brain dead for a little bit.
Yep.
But in likeness to what you have said, I think I can be more effective for myself and building a coaching business and doing these live events.
Yep.
But also as a father, as a husband.
Yeah. I think even for the boys, you know, like modeling
for sure.
Just healthy relationships for yourself.
Yeah.
And healthy behaviors.
Correct.
You know, that you have to, if you want to live a healthy life, this is what it entails.
For sure. So yeah, so those are my three.
Nice, man. So to ensure that we're publicly putting out our goals, this is what we want to achieve by end of year. We also need a few things to help anchor us in to make sure, or like to keep us going.
Yep.
And anchors are kind of the things that anchor us back in. It's literally an anchor that anchors us back into our, it's almost like our true north. So we thought we'd share our top motivational quotes or anchors that in the deepest of times, you know, when the alarm clock hits and your morning montage is meant to start, but you decide to hit the snooze.
Snooze button, pause on the morning montage.
Exactly. Which we're not encouraging. Don't do that. But, you know, like we said, it's It's going to happen. Those days are going to come. For sure. So what are we going to use? What have we got in our, what would you call it?
Like
our
tool belt?
A tool belt.
Arsenal belt.
Yeah. You know, what do we have in our tool belt that's going to help us to get out of bed? And so we thought we'd share some of our favorite motivational quotes.
Yep. I'll go first.
Yeah.
So this is my favorite quote. I don't know if I've said it on the podcast. I'm sure I have at some point of time. This is my favorite quote of all time.
Yep.
And something that I have it's a constant reminder in my head.
Yep.
And something I aim to live by, but of course at times emotions take over.
Yeah.
So it's by Viktor E. Frankl. So he was a physician, a doctor, who was trapped in Auschwitz.
Right.
In the concentration camp.
Yep.
Obviously survived and went on to write a book. So it says, between stimulus and response, there is a space. Mm. In that space is our power to choose our response. In our response lies our growth and our freedom. So again, whether it's the alarm clock, whether it's the internal debate of I don't want to go out for the run, I don't want to do this. It's like there's a space between the decision when you're thinking about the decision or, you know, the option coming up and your decision about it. And there's a very small amount of space where you can decide whether you're going to do it or you're not going to do it.
Yep.
And we tend to let our emotions take over.
Yep.
Or sometimes our physical body take over.
Mm.
But I think we need to hold mentally strong.
Yep.
And to say what is beneficial. Again, knowing what our daily goals are, having broken it down, knowing what our true North Star is, all of that sort of stuff is so important to be able to hold yourself accountable. And it's moments like this which create champions.
Yeah.
So that's my favorite quote of all time.
I'm so glad you ended on that last word, champions.
Yes.
Because that's where my quote comes in.
Nice. Hit us.
So this is by my favorite all-time GOAT. I've got three GOATs, MJ, Bruce Lee, and Muhammad Ali. Champions aren't made in gyms. Champions are made from something they have deep inside them, a desire, a dream, a vision. They have to have the skill and the will, but the will must be stronger than the skill.
Mm, for sure.
And so for me, that's saying that you don't have to be the best.
Yeah.
You know, you just have to have the drive to want to keep going. And it's like, you know how they used to say that, like Kobe would be the first in and the last to leave.
Last out, yeah.
It's having that like mentality.
Yeah.
It's like when David Goggin talks about, you've still got 40% in the reserves. Right. You know, you've still got the ability, like that willpower, if you tap into it, will keep you going.
Yep.
And so if you're out on that run, it's just run to the next lamppost, to the next lamppost, to the next lamppost. It's about being tenacious and also just get up for the next round.
Mm.
You know, like that's all it takes is willpower.
Yeah.
You don't have to be the best. You like, it's not about skill.
Yep.
We're not saying you like, again, don't be ridiculous. Like you need some skill, but you can, like, if you've got the willpower, you'll learn.
For sure.
It's all about the love.
Correct. Yeah. And amazing that it comes from Muhammad Ali, who not only won battles in the ring, but also dealt with so much outside of the ring as well.
And the willpower for him to stay true to that too, you know, to his beliefs.
Correct.
He didn't want to go fight for the country.
Yeah.
Because he didn't believe in hurting people.
Yeah.
You know, the willpower to...
Yep.
You got to be so courageous to do that.
Correct. That just reminds me of another quote. Hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard.
Yeah.
Which is so true.
Mm-hmm.
So true. And then my last one is a callback to something we spoke about earlier in another early episode, is the law of diminishing intent.
Mm-hmm.
I think, and I've also written here, just decide.
Do you want to remind, just in case we got some new listeners?
So the law of diminishing intent says that the longer we delay doing something, the less likely it is that we will do it. So according to John Maxwell, who popularized the law of diminishing intent, if we don't make a move towards something within 48 hours of deciding, we're unlikely to do it at all.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I've just decide, just do it. We said in the last episode, we've said it before, you just need 20 seconds of courage.
Mm.
That's it.
Yep.
Just decide, make your first move, and just do it.
And we're talking simple things, like just tell someone.
Yeah.
Write it down on a piece of paper so it's out of you.
Yeah.
You know, just start there. Because I know there's going to be fear built into it. There's going to be anxiety built into this. Correct. There's going to be imposter syndrome built into all of this. And the first step you can do is literally just write it down. And even say, okay, let's take our live event, for example, and let's say we were scared, super scared and 100% fear. But mm-hmm. if we just wrote, what did we say? Mid-year.
Yep.
We want to do it by. Yep. So even for us, it's just writing down by the end of June, I will have done a live event.
Correct. Yeah.
I think there's a lot of power that comes from just doing that.
For sure.
Allowing yourself to even write that. That's a huge mental shift. That's a massive mental shift for someone to do that.
Yeah, for sure. It's a huge barrier to overcome to state it out loud.
Yeah.
You know, or write it out. Like you said, if you were to hold that in your mind, you're going to constantly dwell on it.
Yep.
And find a reason not to do it. But yes, getting it out on paper.
Yep.
Speaking it out loud is always the first step.
And it's like the avalanche, you know, it's going to start off with a very small snowflake and let that be a snowflake and then it's going to roll, giving it momentum. It's going to roll into something huge. Yeah.
It gives you permission to achieve.
Mm-hmm. Which moves nicely into my last quote as well, which is vibe and tribe.
Vibe and tribe, baby.
You know, you're the average of the five people you spend the most time with. And so if you've got a dream or a vision for how you want your 2024 to be, if you've got people in your life that you want to model off, be around those people.
Connect, yeah.
You know, you want to feel those energies, feel the vibrations. You want to see how they live their life. You know, I think a big one for me is Phil at work, my boss. He's 20 years ahead of me in life.
Mm.
He's 20 years older than me, you know? And I can just, for me, that's just seeing, if I just keep doing this, this is potentially where I could be, you know? And then I've got people like you. This is how you've raised your family.
Yeah.
Cool. This is how I want to be.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? So it's just finding and I think auditing, like you're at the start of the year and it'd be a good time to audit who you got in your tribe.
Yeah, for sure.
And depending on the picture that you have in your head of the end of the year, if those two don't add up, then, you know, we're not saying you push them out, but we're just saying just have an audit and maybe you need to be around more people, like more of different people.
Yeah. But it's, I need to emphasize that it is okay to push out people as well.
Right. Mm-hmm. I sometimes feel bad, but but I guess it's like it comes down to you living your best life. You got to live your best life, man.
Yep.
You only here once. Nah. Spirituality, man.
The goal is to only be here once.
Yep. Cool. Where's the energy at, man?
Man, I'm 20.
Mm-hmm.
I'm at a 30.
I'm looking so hopeful for the year, man.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
Very excited.
I can't believe this guy came in a party shirt.
Told you.
If this is
what you have to look forward to.
Yeah.
2024.
So we're here for you. We're here to bring the energy. We're here to bring the vibrations. And again, it's all about the community and us doing this all together. What did you say, Perry? You said alone we can.
So alone you go fast,
yep.
But together we go further.
And that's where we want to go. We want to see how far we can go on this journey.
Yeah.
There's no time limits. There's no destination except for where can we go.
Yep.
And so if you want to, again, a piece of the cake, if you want to come on this journey with us, we're here. We're here to do it all together.
Mm-hmm.
If there's someone who needs that little push, the little bit of encouragement, Perry's here to help. to coach along the process.
Absolutely.
You know, and we want to be a part of sharing that journey, be a part of helping people on that journey. So please do, if you have someone in, or if it's you, just get in touch. If you feel like you resonate with what we're talking about, just please help us lift the vibration, share it with your community, share it with the people you work with, the people you walk with, the people that your five people in your tribe, because that's what we hope to do for this year.
Also, we make sure that anything that is shared with us is not podcast material.
Yeah.
anyone that we've mentioned on the podcast, or you know, questions that we've raised on the podcast from listeners, we've asked them.
Yeah.
Definitely. So, yeah, I just want to clarify that.
Because there are going to be people who want to
reach out anonymously, or don't want their lives shared on the podcast, which is absolutely fine. We completely understand.
Yeah. Our priority is to help people get further in where they're going, absolutely. Not to make a show and dance about it.
Correct.
Because that's not what we're here to do.
Yep.
Perfect. Thank you so much for tuning in. Look at us, 2024, here we come. It's going to be a big year. I hope you're ready for it.
And I'm ready.
That's it. That's all from me. Thank you so much.
Oh, that was a good one.
Mm.
That felt really good.
That felt so good, man. Soaking it in.
I gotta not put my phone here.
Oh, Minish's message.